might be good. You agree?
Yeah, I think it's definitely probably the best thing that could happen to us. After what happened on Sunday, I think to forget about that, move on, make the corrections as quick as possible, and then move on as quick as possible. It's definitely, I think, the best thing for us.
What can you guys on as an offense hang your hat on right now? What can you build on?
I don't know. I think we're still trying to find an identity, find out what we do well. Obviously, we're still trying to find different ways to run the ball. I think it comes down to execution and consistency. I think, like I said after the game on Sunday, nothing's going to become positive until we eliminate the pre-snap stuff, the mental errors, the pre-snap penalties, and the turnovers. Those are kind of the three things that we got to eliminate that in order to have any chance of being successful, and then I think we go from there.
Like, you ever put in, obviously you watched the Titans games from last year, I'm assuming. Did you get something from that game up there that say, hey, I was doing this well? I mean, that was maybe your best game as a pro.
Right, yeah, I think it's always good to watch, just from, I guess a personnel and a scheme standpoint, kind of what they do and how we attacked it last year, and things we like schematically. But, I think it is good to watch and, see how we were playing as an offense last year, kind of get a glimpse of that a little bit. And hopefully, I think guys kind of watch that and see, we were running the ball, we were able to do different things. And, I don't know, maybe that'll build some confidence.
Are you to that point where you're searching for, okay, where was I maybe doing this well?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think I got to continue to do what I'm doing, just better. I don't think it's a big change or a big, I got to start doing this because I was doing it last year and it was working. I just got to do what I'm doing, but do it better.
Will the Titans do well?
I think obviously 99 is kind of their stud, KC, and he's an extremely good player. So that's kind of the guy we got to be aware of. Kind of like last week where their edge rushers were, a strength of that defense. Jarrell Casey is kind of the strength and the disruptor of there. So we got to find ways to make sure we don't allow him to ruin the game. And then obviously the rest of their defense is solid as well. They do some different things schematically, walking guys around. LeBeau's kind of known for bringing a lot of pressure and some different looks. So I think we'll have to be on it, from a mental standpoint.
Rakpo has 7 sacks. Are they moving him around a lot?
Yeah, he does a lot. Obviously he plays outside and will edge rush, but he'll stand up and play in the box at linebacker depth or walk around. You'll see them do a lot of stuff with him in 54, kind of walking around in the middle just to confuse you and give you different looks.
Are you mystified at this point as to what's gone wrong with the offense, or do you think you have a grasp on where the problems are?
Yeah, I think it's, everybody kind of says consistency. But I think at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, nobody's trying to make a mistake. Nobody's trying to hold. Nobody's trying to throw an interception. I don't really know how else to put it other than we have to do better. I think at every position we got to play better, find a way to play better. And, I think one thing that is good about it is we've seen it before. We've done it, this season. We did it last year. We have the ability and the right guys in the locker room to be successful and be a good, powerful offense. We just got to find it.
Any conversations recently with Adam about the mechanics thing or just the...
No, still just trying to figure it out, work on it. I kind of know what the problem is and, I'm trying to fix it. It's something that's kind of hard to do during the season. We don't get necessarily a lot of time to just play catch and throw and work on stuff. But it's the same thing, trying to shorten the stroke and all that.
With that inside rush, how important is your footwork in this game?
Yeah, I think it'll be big, just like it is every other week. I think it's something that's important. But I think it'll be definitely big this week, kind of being able to move around in the pocket and definitely taking off when the opportunity presents itself.
Is there a feeling that, I'm going back to
that. I can't see you back there.
Is there a feeling that that was really too simple? Anyway, do you get the feeling that if you guys have some early success, first drive touchdown, that'll just take a massive weight off your guys' shoulders?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. I mean, I'd be curious. I don't, maybe one of you guys knows, but I don't know when the last time we scored on the first drive was.
It's been 20 games, I think.
There you go. But, it changes the game, whether, you get the ball second and go down and you tie it up 7-7 or take the lead 7-3 or 7-0, I think it kind of changes the dynamic of the game. When you score first, it threatens the defense on the other side, and I think it gives our guys confidence. It's definitely something we have to figure out how to do and work on.
Like, you made mistakes last year, really, though, but bounced back pretty quick, it looked like it. I mean, did you feel like it's taken longer, whether it's you or the offense, to bounce back from a mistake?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think that's hard to say. You know, I think for the most part, we have a group of guys that are like that, that are resilient, hardworking, and are dying for an opportunity to go, you know, make another play. And I think it's a matter of time before we figure it out and kind of get the train rolling.
The guy drops the last 2 weeks. Is that just part of everything being out of sync?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. You watch it, and I mean, Andrew Luck had to have at least 5 last week against Tennessee. It happens. It's all over the league at the highest level. It's part of football. Obviously, you don't want it. It's unfortunate. But it happens, and it won't, you know, I don't think change my confidence in those guys at all.
How do you keep him from getting down? He looks like a guy who's
Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he's obviously a guy that, you know, I think it's been tough for him because he's had to deal with some difficult things. He's had to deal with safeties playing over top of him, guys all over him, not getting any calls. And he just, you know, he's dying to make a play and have the opportunity and the chance. And when he doesn't, he's upset just like anybody else would be. But, you know, I think he's a unique guy in the fact that it'll only make him work harder. You know, he's not a guy that's going to kind of go in the dumps and get worse or do anything. You know, the 2 days that we've practiced, he's had somebody throw a ball to him on every single play. And that's the kind of guy he is.
Can this team make something out of this season without winning tomorrow night?
Yeah, you know, I think there's definitely still a lot of football left. And you know, I think there's a lot of meaningful football left. But I think for us, you know, our goal that we talked about before this even started was to own the AFC South, you know. And we're 2-4 and 1-0 in the AFC South, and we got an opportunity to go be 2-0 in the AFC South, you know. And I think that's the biggest goal right now. You know, I think you treat every week like a one-game season, and it's the most important game you've ever played.
Hey, going back to Allen real quick, that's new as of this week that he wants a ball thrown to him on every single snap?
Yeah. And I mean, it's just the kind of competitor he is. He goes and has 2 drops or whatever, and you know, it's like anybody else. You know, when you struggle with something or something doesn't go your way, you can either ignore it and hope that, you know, it doesn't happen again, or you can do something about it and go try and make yourself better, and that's what he does.
Blake, there's been a lot of interaction between your receivers and the fans, and it's not been good. Do you guys understand that the fans have a long history of frustration with losing?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, if a team loses for a while, I bet everybody's probably pretty frustrated. But, you know, I think I was fortunate enough to figure out at a young age that fans don't like players. They like winning. So I think as long as you know that, they're going to cheer for you when you're winning and want you to sign autographs and take pictures. And when you're losing, they're going to boo you. It's the world we live in, and it's what fans do. It's irrelevant to anything that goes on in this building. You know, there's guys here that work their tails off to do everything they can in order to be successful on Sunday. You know.